Let's go back to something I said here on Issues and Ideas back on January 3rd of 2021.
In the meantime, Donald Trump's inviting his friends, a few that he still has, to a party that day in D.C. Oh, yeah, that's at least those RSVPing so far are the Proud Boys, QAnon, white supremacists, other members of the dwindling circus who have been feeding off the manure from the over 500 Trump emails, Rudy, Sidney Powell. What some believe Trump's hope and plan is includes a huge conflict in the streets between all these groups so Trump can call in the National Guard and declare martial law and delay the certification of Electoral College. You know, okay, you might be thinking that's crazy talk, but I've been wandering around the social media, especially in Parler, by the way. Don't even think of getting into Parler. That's just a cesspool over there. That's the supposedly free and open alternative to Facebook, in case you hadn't heard about it. But I've seen some of the social media posts by these people, and their pretty frequent use of the phrases, stop the electors, prevent the electors, words to that effect. The reality is the National Guard and all the military branches would never respond to a martial law order from Trump at this point. If this scenario does indeed come to pass with all this violence in the street, Trump's call for a rally wind up resulting in police and civilians getting injured and might even be deaths out of all this.
We all love to be right, but when it came to the attack on the U.S. Capitol, which happened 3 years ago yesterday, I really wish I was really wrong. Did I have some sort of inside information? No. Like I explained, I just spotted the clues that were there. They weren't easy to see, but they were there, hidden in all that darkness. Today, those same people, names you know very well and others that you don't, who took part in, supported, cheered on the insurrection, they are not even subtle about their plans for the 2024 election and what may happen if Donald Trump loses again. No, they're being very direct. Part of the answer to what's fueling this, I think, can be found in a survey of voters that was done by a political scientist at Denison University, Paul DeGiuppe. One of his troubling findings is that 30% of people in this survey, ready for this, believe that Donald Trump has been chosen by God to serve as president of the United States. Since polls like this typically involve anywhere between 800 to 1,200 people, you could say, well, it's not really a lot of people who believe that, so why worry? Well, let's expand on the math of this matter using that 30% stat. Follow me here. There are 38.8 million registered Republicans in America. 30% of that number is 11,640,000. That's a lot of people who, in theory, are believing that Trump is God's chosen. So, with that in mind, let's examine how the man some believe is God's chosen actually measures up with God's word and teachings. This is what we find about truth in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Here's Donald Trump.
All I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state. I only need 11,000 votes. Fellas, I need 11,000 votes. Give me a break.
Here's what Jesus teaches about sharing God's word. We find this in Matthew chapter 10, verse 27. Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. Here's Donald Trump.
You mentioned the Bible. You've been talking about how it's your favorite book. And you said, I think last night in Iowa, some people are surprised that you say that. I'm wondering what one or two of your most favored Bible verses are
and
why.
I wouldn't want to get into it because to me that's very personal. You know, when I talk about the Bible, it's very personal. So I don't want to get into
verses that mean a lot to you that you think about or cite.
The Bible means a lot to me, but I don't want to get into specifics.
Even to cite a verse that you like.
No, I don't want to do that.
Acts chapter 18, verse 25 gives us guidance on knowing God's word. Reading here, this man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things of the Lord, though he knew only the baptism of John. Here's Donald Trump.
2 Corinthians, right? 2 Corinthians 3:17. That's the whole ballgame.
Having respect for others is the lesson from Romans chapter 13, verse 7. Render therefore to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs, respect to whom respect, honor to whom honor. Here's Donald Trump.
I moved on her, actually. You know, she was down in Palm Beach. I moved on her, and I failed. I'll admit it.
Whoa.
I did try. She was married.
That's huge news there.
No, Nancy. Yeah. No, this was marriages. And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I took her out furniture. I moved on her like a bitch, but I couldn't get there. And she was married. And all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony tits and everything. She's totally changed her look.
She's your girl's hottest in the purple.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes, the Donald has scored.
Whoa.
Oh, my man.
The duties of a father are explained in Psalm chapter 127, verse 3. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Here's Donald Trump.
If Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her. You know?
Stop it. Oh, it's so weird. Stop
You know what? You are.
Moving on.
By the way, your daughter.
She's beautiful.
She looks more voluptuous than ever.
She's actually always been very voluptuous.
It's
she's tall. She's almost 6 feet tall.
What's the favorite thing you have in common with your father?
Either real estate or golf.
Donald, with your daughter?
Well, I was going to say sex, but I can't relate that.
The role of serving as a peacemaker, that's found in Luke chapter 10, verse 5. But whatever house you enter, first say, peace to this house. Here's Donald Trump.
In 2016, I declared, I am your voice. Today, I add, I am your warrior. I am your justice. And for those who have been wronged and betrayed, I am your retribution. I am your retribution.
How leaders are to rule is detailed in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17. Let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. Here's Donald Trump.
He says, you're not going to be a dictator, are you? I said, no, 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 other than day one.
One more. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 instructs us on how we are all to bring about calm and peace. Therefore, exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all. Let's go back to January 6th of 2021.
All of us here today do not want to see our election victory stolen by emboldened radical left Democrats, which is what they're doing, and stolen by the fake news media. That's what they've done and what they're doing. We will never give up. We will never concede. It doesn't happen. You don't concede when there's theft involved. Our country has had enough. We will not take it anymore. And that's what this is all about. And to use a favorite term that all of you people really came up with, we will stop the steal. We have come to demand that Congress do the right thing and only count the electors who have been lawfully slated. Lawfully slated. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
We can take that place. And then do what? Heads on point.
Was it planned? I have no idea. We got all day. Tonight, tomorrow.
Who's out? Who's out?
And I'll fight with you. I'll fight next to you. I'll keep going. I love you all for being just having the balls to come here. I'll fight with you.
Bust the doors down.
USA!
All these politicians work for us. We pay their salaries. And we pay our taxes. And what do we get? Nothing. They don't represent us. They need to pay the ultimate price for their crime. An example needs to be made.
If you fear confrontation, do not move forward. Patriots, move forward. This is our chance to
Let's get him!
Every single in there is a traitor. Every single one.
Sing them up!
Of course, you can dismiss all that's being provoked by Donald Trump and MAGA by simply saying, Phil, just an accident, and like any accident, we can clean it up. The reality is that it's no accident. Satan knows exactly what he's doing.